Senator Tom Dempsey. I chair the Job Creation 2020 Committee established by Senate Resolution 302, and obviously our purpose is to create a vision statement and strategic plan for the state of Missouri, which will help create new jobs and retain good-paying jobs in our state. The committee members included myself, Senator Brad Lager, Senator Jim Lemke, Senator Ryan McKenna, Senator Scott Roop, Senator Eric Schmidt, and Senator Robin Wright Jones. We had three meetings. September the 30th, we had a meeting in Kansas City at Rockhurst University. October the 28th, we had a meeting at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And on November the 18th, we had a meeting in Columbia at the University of Missouri. And I think altogether, the committee members heard about 20 hours of presentations over those three meetings. So this is kind of a new endeavor. We're used to, you know, committee hearings where we're hearing specific legislation. You know, this is a process that's really, I think, designed to occur outside of the legislative process to really, so I never considered the people, it wasn't testimony that we're receiving, but we really ask people to give presentations. Senator Pierce had the five questions that he asked his committee. I don't have the five with me, but I'll have those available for anyone who'd like them. But they're really to spur critical thinking and to get people to think beyond next year's legislative items and look at the direction that the state needs to move and determine in regards to economic development. And several companies were invited to present before the committee, and as well as other stakeholders who are interested in growth and new economic opportunities in our state. Really, we were there to ask and find out what are Missouri's strengths, weaknesses, and challenges as we try to grow our economy and keep good-paying jobs in our state. And from that, what policies will stimulate growth, investment, and job creation? And I will say one thing that I heard quite a bit was from folks is we don't need jobs in 2020. We need them today. And certainly we're very concerned about that. And this process in no way halts any legislation that's moving through the Senate this year. There's no silver bullet for economic development, so we considered a variety of factors, including workforce development, and that's as it relates to retention, and looking at the skills that will be required of the workforce of tomorrow. Tax policy, I believe there was a presentation earlier today by Joe Haslick. He presented before our committee, and there you see a lot of discussion about income tax as it relates to economic development in states. Infrastructure, and in infrastructure we include air, rail, roads, energy, telecommunications, and also hard assets at our universities. We toured the nuclear research facility at the University of Missouri. It has an economic development component. Assets like that are important to our state. Our targeted incentives that we currently have in place. Are our existing tools successful in attracting good-paying jobs? What kind of return does the state of Missouri get on its investment in the various state incentives that we have? And we're looking at long-term good-paying jobs versus, you know, short-term jobs with no benefits or low-wage jobs. What type of regulatory changes does the state need to consider for us to be a leader in the Midwest in job growth and economic opportunity? entrepreneurial activity. The last time there was a recession or a wave of large-scale layoffs, there was also a wave of small business startups. And so looking at, you know, what steps does the state need to take in order to unlock the American ingenuity and innovation that we have from people in the state who are looking at a new idea, a new product or service that they like to take a chance on and get started. And what are their barriers to being successful, and how does the state play a role in that? There were some recurring themes that we heard at the three meetings. One is that our education, the recurring theme of having an educational system that provides a skilled workforce for the citizens of the state. So in an economic development meeting or series of meetings, the importance of a good educational system, one that provides and challenges Missourians, is very important to economic development. There's another factor or something else that we heard quite a bit, is that there is a lot of great research occurring throughout Missouri, but there is a gap between the research that is occurring and the number of new small business startups. The Kauffman Foundation provided information to the committee that showed that we were 49th out of 50 states in entrepreneurial activity. And then another factor that we heard about on several occasions, and I think it relates to the entrepreneurial activity, is access to capital. And certainly being in the banking industry a short time, we see the challenges that we face in lending and what the national economy is doing. That's only heightened the difficulty in people trying to get that. There's very little, if any, appetite for risk in the lending environment. So that's a challenge to small businesses as they try to begin and grow. And other states have taken a number of steps to address that area. And so that's one area that we're considering and that we heard a lot about. The committee, obviously, we had our last meeting before the holidays. It's very difficult with everyone's schedule to get together during the holidays. I anticipate that our committee members will be meeting to sort through the information that we heard over the past three meetings in an effort to develop consensus and to take that first step and to put our vision statement together. And I think that is my hope, is that we'll develop initially our vision statement, and then we'll work step by step to get more specific after that. If we all agree on a vision statement, then we start moving towards the strategic plan and the action steps that need to be taken to create that vision. So that's where we are in the process in the Job Creation 2020 Committee.